Morning, Dr. Stanton, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Bernard McGonigal, MC, GONAGLE. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 11/21/24. Mr. McGonigal performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. This is a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/23/24. There's been no significant change, period, of HAVF impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Jerry, that's with the J, Alvarado, A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook on 11/21/24. Mr. Alvarado performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/21/24. There's been no significant change, period, in a bag of compression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Hill, H-I-L-L. This goes to the VA on 11/21/24. Mr. Hill performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC prior to bronchodilators was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 8/27/24, there's been no significant change, period. Thank you.